The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. What's going on, party people? Welcome back to another episode of The Fruit Basket. My name is Val and I am your host. And joining me today is our number one fan, who I'm so excited to have here, my very good friend, Kirk. Whoop, 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 whoop. Welcome to The Fruit Basket.
How do you?
Cry when you do that, Brad.
Well, like, you make me want to cry because literally every single time I release an episode, I get like the most heartfelt message from Kirk being like, oh my God, it was so great. Like, it was so amazing. Thanks for the shout out. So I had to give it back, you know?
You make it sound like you give me a shout out every episode.
Well, basically, I do now. The last like two episodes, have I not?
That's crazy.
Crazy. Well, because the reason why Kirk deserves the shout out is because he has been the Fruit Basket's number one fan as of, when did we start our core together? July?
August.
August. Yeah. We'll say like early August. We'll say like early August.
August 21st.
You remember the date you started listening to the Fruit Basket?
Do you really want me to remember the day I started listening to the Fruit Basket? It was in September. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Wait, I don't even care. That's even better, the fact that you remembered. That's even better. So Kirk and I worked together. And we met in our training group, if you will. And the second that I mentioned the show, or now it's a podcast, Kirk was like, I'm gonna listen to every single episode. And I said, you don't have to do that. Like, just listen to like the last season. And then that's good enough. No, this man binged the entire three seasons and even watched the YouTube videos. If that is not commitment, I don't know what is.
It's some great content.
I'm like flattered. And then he wonders why I hype him up so much, because he makes me feel like $1 million every single time. Every single time. More than
that, but hey.
Like, we cry now. Oh, I can't, Kirk. You kill me, buddy. Kill me. But anyways, welcome to the show. I'm very happy to have you here. I wish I had you in the studio. Like, just to see your vibes in the studio would have been, like, so amazing. But you know what? I'll settle for over Discord. I'll settle.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be using those spinny chairs to cope.
I mean, they don't spin too much when you have to like keep yourself centered to a microphone, but like, that's fine. You're right. That's fine. We'll let you dream. But yeah. Yeah, and the headphones, like the cord, just like, you know. So Kirk, tell the people a little bit about yourself, because they don't know who you are. They don't know how special you are. You gotta let the people know.
I'm going to make you lose a few viewers right now. I am a dedicated and religious League of Legends player. I have been in this game for 13 out of the 15 years that it's been out. And I play on a basically daily basis. I'm not going to lie to you. I love music. Music is my life.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Every day. I love food. So if you ever want me to do something or hang out, just bring me food, honestly.
We're going to bring in food. There you go.
Yeah. Gotta love good food.
Gotta love good food.
And Val's one of my favorite people from work. So shout out to Val.
That's me.
And then if you are just joining us for the first time, welcome to the Fruit Basket.
That was so cute.
You are in for a treat. You gotta remember, Val, what's your little intro you wanna say?
Our like slogan for the show is, we are all in the same basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are. You know, we're all going through the same thing, and you know, you gotta, you know, experience it together. Because we're all doing it together. So why are we not gonna like lean on each other, you know, and share experiences and be there for people. See, that doesn't make much sense, you know?
And you're not strong.
I'll be your friend. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. We're just gonna start like singing. Because it was great. That was great. No, I loved every second of that. That was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, usually with like the podcasts, you have more time to plan. You know, with the live shows, we just kind of like went into it and like hoped for the best. With this podcast, like I'm supposed to be planning something, but when I tell you I cannot use my brain anymore, it's dead. It's fried. So we're gonna just wing it and see what happens. Cause I'm gonna show something to the camera. Spirit Live, you won't see this, but YouTube, you will. It's backwards, so you can't even really. Okay. Anyway, it says OF.
I'm trying to read it. And I'm struggling.
It says OFWH. Would you like to know what that stands for?
Ooh.
You won't guess it. You definitely won't guess it.
Why not?
I don't think it's gonna. It's okay. I'm gonna give you a hint. It's the name of my practicum project that I've been filming for the last week. You can try and guess it. So OFWH. Technically, there should be a U at the end, but I don't know why. OFWH.
Our favorite white horse.
Okay, so you got the first word correct.
I don't know.
What am I to you?
Friend.
Add an S, plural. Friend. Plural that.
Our friends were here.
No.
Yep.
Try again. I want to see if you'll actually get it.
Wait, is it our friends worship Harry Styles?
No, but that's probably something Kat would do. No. So our friends who haunt us is the name of the show. Our friends who haunt us. So the reason why like these episodes have been so unplanned and so like last minute, I literally asked Kirk, when was it? At like 12 o'clock yesterday. Today. Was it today or yesterday? Was it yesterday? No, it's today.
It was yesterday. I literally asked you yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Bro. I'm losing my mind.
Your sense of time is really bad. We had an 8 a.m. shift today, remember?
Yeah. Yes. So yes.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Around roughly 24 hours ago.
No. No, you're kidding. It was not.
Accurate. It was about minus that. So about 22 hours ago.
There's no way. There's no,
before you like,
okay, this hard drive right here, okay, is going to be the death of me, okay? This 15-minute short film, TV show episode, whatever you want to call it, there is over 1 terabyte of footage and audio that I, me, myself, have to go through. I have no words. I have no words. So if these episodes seemed rushed and unplanned and so unserious, there's your answer. It's all I want to put out there. It's tough. It's tough. I'm gonna be real. And working as well, because I think they're trying to kill me at work. I really believe that. I don't know. I got so many shifts the next few weeks. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, just wait to see the message I sent earlier to the group chat.
I did see it. I did.
Yeah, it adds on to the anxiety.
Yes. I mean, I'm not necessarily scared. So me and Kirk are seasonal workers, just to be clear. So we do not have a permanent position as of right now. But let's be real. Like we all want to stay. Right?
Yeah,
it would be nice. Honestly, it would be nice.
It'd be great.
It would be great. I would love to stay. The people are amazing. The place is amazing. I genuinely like going to work most of the time. I'm going to say most of the time.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's the most I've ever enjoyed going to work.
I think so. I mean, my last job was really amazing too, but mainly just for the people. I feel like for this job, I actually enjoy the job. And I think the people and like management has a large deal. Like they are the reason probably it's as good as it is. Because retail is retail. Let's be so real. Right? But we are in the scouting phase, as this is being called by Courage. We are being scouted.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. They are looking for the people that, you know, you sell well, you know, but they're also looking for people with like that personality, and they are watching your every move. Every move. It's bad. Cause I got called out today accidentally. Yeah. So I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to leave out the company that we work for, even though I did mention it in another episode. If you find it, that's great. If you don't, please don't. We had a customer come in at 10 a.m. this morning, bright and early, and comes up to me and he's like shaking. I'm like, oh Lord, what's going to happen? And he's like, shoves this phone in my face. He goes, I bought this phone for my girlfriend. And I was like, that's great for you, sir. What can I help you with today? And he goes, I need to trade in her old phone and I need to buy one for myself. I said, okay, no problem. So I start helping him out. I said, hey, sir, do you have the receipt for like the old purchase so I could put the trade in towards it? Immediately he stops me. He goes, no. How long have you been working here? I go, a few months. And he goes, no, I want your supervisor. I said two words to this man. Two words. I was just trying to help him. I wanted to make it easy for him. But he was making it more complicated than it had to be. So immediately, this guy like starts yelling for our supervisor. And the poor security guy is like looking at me. He goes, are you okay? I go, no. So the security guard comes up to the table. And this guy just starts freaking. I don't know why. I was just trying to help him. I don't know. We grab the phone out. He's wiping the old one and like we're getting everything sorted. And at the very end, he's like, oh, is this added to my Apple account? I go, no, you didn't tell me you wanted to do that. Like I could have made you scan this QR code and like had all your information pulled up and like everything would be sent to your email. But I need you to type in your email right now. It will be sent to your email. And he starts freaking once again. He goes, what do you mean? I need to add it to my account. This is ridiculous. You don't know how to do your job. Like, give me your supervisor. I'm like, oh my Lord. And like, as he's paying with like cash. And I miscounted because it's 10 in the morning. So I miscounted. And I go, oh, sorry. Like, let me get somebody to double count this. I count 840, but I'm just going to make sure. Get someone over. They count it. They count 740. But at this point, the guy walked away and he came back. And I was like, hey, by the way, like it's 740, not 840. I miscounted. I'm sorry. And he goes, empty your pockets.
Aw. That's a
empty pockets. Your pockets. I go, excuse me? I actually say, excuse me. And he goes, yeah, empty your pockets. I go, sir, I'm wearing like pretty tight jeans. Okay. I'm like, this is not. I can't put a wad of cash in my pocket. You would see it. There's no way. And I'm like, with all due respect, I don't want your money. I'm not stealing from you. I don't need to steal. Do I look like someone who steals? No. So I empty my pockets. Like I try and empty my pockets. But it's a little hard when the pockets aren't real. Like it just. And he's screaming, he's yelling. The security guard's like, dude, you need to calm down. I'm gonna need you to calm down or else I'm gonna have to take you out of the store. And I'm like shaking. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? Thank God one of the manager comes over and he's like, what's going on? And the customer tries explaining it to my manager. And he looks at him and he looks at me and he goes, what is he talking about? Like he had no idea either. And I try explaining it to him. And the customer keeps cutting me off. And the security guard is like, dude, you need to calm down. Like, we're trying to help you. You need to take a chill pill. This was all at 10 a.m., the second the store opens. And I dealt with this customer for like an hour.
He was your first customer, wasn't he?
Yeah. First and only customer, because I, the rest of the day, I was like in on the pickup area. Man, it was a mess this morning. I was like, I got whatever. And then like the reason I got called out was once the situation passed and I was back on the floor at one point, I was at the front helping somebody because I was asked to. And I was standing next to somebody and they're like, hey, are you okay? Because I visibly did not look okay because I was petrified. And I was like, yeah, you know, this happened. And I'm like explaining it to him. And another manager comes over, a different one. And they're like, hey, can you help with this customer? And like, I'm finishing my topic of conversation really quickly. And she says again, hey, can you help this customer? And I'm like, oh no. Because I genuinely did not see her whatsoever. And the person I was talking to was genuinely concerned for my well-being. So I was just letting them know what was going on. And then at the end of my shift, I get pulled aside and they're like, so like there were customers and you shouldn't be talking about this in front of customers. And I said, yeah, like no worries. It's just, it was a really traumatic experience. And like he witnessed the whole thing and he was just asking me if I was okay. Like it won't happen again. And I saw the manager's face. It instantly went like flat because they felt so bad because I don't think they realized how bad it was. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know. And I go, no, no, like, it's okay. I shouldn't have been sharing that in public setting, but here we are. And then she was like, oh, okay. And like walked away. And then I went home. Like, it was such nap. It took a fat nap, bro. I slept for like 2 hours, I think. Bro, I needed that. I still look dead tired. I look like a zombie right now. But yeah, no. That was how my shift went. I'm like, why?
Oh. I feel like we just had a similar day.
Yeah, because you had an issue too, right?
Yeah.
A firm will be the death of us, I feel.
Didn't help that some of our systems were down due to maintenance or whatever.
Was it for you?
And I'm pretty sure that's actually what screwed over the firm. I'm like, oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Everything worked fine for me earlier, so I don't know.
I think it was literally in that one time frame.
Like, just for you. Just for you. It just messed up for you.
Because someone also said that, like, trade-ins weren't working.
That's so weird. I did so many and they were fine. That's odd. Like, I think it was literally that small window of time that you were talking about.
The hour?
Like, yeah, I looked over and I think, like, I looked at you and you looked like you genuinely just wanted to, like, die. I was like, this poor man. You're usually in the back. You're usually runner. You know, and this, you're on the floor and you literally are looking at the product and you're like, I was concerned. I was so concerned. Honestly, like, I genuinely...
You, Pepe, and, like, Celeste all looked at me with concern. I literally saw Pepe and Celeste at the bar just looking at me. They're like, mouthed, are you okay?
Yeah, because you look so overwhelmed.
Okay? Because I'm just like, bro, I feel so bad because it went through. But we're stuck in the transaction period because it won't come through on our side.
Oh my God. Please tell me it was a
QR code for checkout.
Oh my God.
It did not get fixed. No.
Oh no. Oh no. Google
rules for it's just like to cancel this, you have to wait 24 to 48 hours.
See, this is why, like, some things are so out of our control, right? And, like, we can't do anything about it, and yet we are the ones being blamed for it. And, like, I feel like that happens with a lot of stuff. Like, even, like, customer support people, which I feel so bad for them because they get abused. But a lot of the times, it's so out of our control. There's, like, nothing we can do at all. And we just have to be like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to tell you. This is just how it is.
And then it was like, basically, there was three of us trying to explain. what a firm just said over the phone, the customer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he's just not.
He's not getting it.
He's not.
Not getting it. Like, that happens so often. And I don't blame the customers, okay? I've realized that at this point that, you know, some people are just, you know, just they don't got the brain cells. And that is okay. You know, it's fine. You're human. Maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe English isn't your first language. You know, maybe I feel sympathy now because the poor guy that I helped today, I say poor, even though it was traumatizing, like I'm pretty sure he had a mental illness. Like, and I'm not saying that out of disrespect. I genuinely mean it. Me, the security guy, and like, and the manager all agreed. We're like, yeah, no, this guy got some problems. So we let it go. Like, that's okay. It's okay. We move on. But I think it was my lack of sleep that did not help. Because I was up until like 3:30 yesterday and I had work at 8:30, which means I had to be up at like 7.
Honestly, I went to bed at like 2. Woke up at 6.
We got the same amount of sleep.
It's okay. I don't rely on sleep anyways.
I do. I need to function. So as soon as I took my nap, I wake up. I'm like, oh my God, today's a great day. Time to live life. And it's like 6 o'clock. But I wish I went to bed just a tad earlier yesterday. Maybe I wouldn't have been so like frazzled when this guy comes up like shaking. But it is what it is.
This morning was the first day I woke up and I couldn't see because it was blurry.
It was blurry? Like, is that how tired you were that it was just blurry? Like,
my eyes were not registering anything. Like, it was a blur. I hopped in the shower. I'm just like, I can barely see.
Bro, it's like when you take a nap after school. You take a nap after school and you wake up like the next day. And you're like,
I'm like, this is what it feels like to be groggy. Oh my goodness.
Man, that's crazy. Very interesting. But yeah. Hopefully that doesn't ruin my chance of being scouted, if you will. That's what everybody's saying, and I'm pretty sure I do, because I'm pretty sure the store leader slipped up. Pretty sure. And, like, revealed to me that they were going to keep me. Obviously, you still got to go through, like, the interview process and stuff like that, but, like they kind of let it slip. They kind of let it slip. We were like, all in a meeting, bro. We were all in a meeting. I was the only seasonal there. And like, they look over at me. They like put their hand on my shoulder. And they're like, I think they were talking about like benefits or something. And they're like, oh, when you're permanent. I mean, if you work hard enough and you get permanent. And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God, guys, it's happening.
Foreshadow? The foreshadow?
Oh my God, the foreshadow. Yeah, I know. Crazy. Crazy.
You got this.
I hope so. I hope you do too.
Nah.
What? What do you mean nah? No. What do you mean nah? No, don't say that.
Nah, it's okay. I already got some insider secrets. Don't worry about it.
You're sharing those with me later, please.
Yeah.
Those will be saved for another time. Because we are not exposing those secrets on Fruitbasket, the most listened to podcast on Spotify. Should I be that person that like hypes up, even though it's not?
I literally told you have 1,000 views. It's okay.
Dude, I wish we maybe get 100. I don't know where you're getting 1,000.
Me drops a link in every server. I'm at least, hey, just check out this Fruitbasket.
Oh man, I wish it was like that. I really do. But we're coming up on the 25 minute mark already. So that means the Spotify episode is already over.
Bye, Spotify.
Spirit Live, not Spotify. I'm so sorry. The Spirit Live episode is over. And I'm just going to say this now. I know it's halfway through the episode, but don't forget, we're on the same basket. Thank you for Kirk for being our guest today. Love you. You're great.
Love you more.
All right.